Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESC Insight calling. And in tribute to Sanremo, today's show will be 5 hours long and an incomprehensible interval act of PJ O'Rourke, Paula Poundstone, and Roy Blunt Jr. Wait, it's Eurovision! Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, and what a panel that would make if we were doing a jukebox jury in downtown Chicago. But we're not, and they're not, so we're not. So we're rounding up another week of news from the Eurovision Song Contest. And for those of you who stumble over the podcast, yes, it's not happening until May, but everybody's got to choose a song. There's going to be all these selection processes. It's like only thinking football is only the FA Cup final, when in fact there's the league, there's all the heats running up, there's the semi-finals of the Cup, all of that to go over. And more. This week, you know, in terms of functional news, there's not that much. It's all about the national finals, the results, and a couple of selections. Admittedly, there is a bit of paperwork if you're an international website looking for press accreditation, which needs to be in Friday the 12th of Feb. So more than likely today when you're listening to the podcast the first time around. But other than that, it is all about the songs and all about the selections. It's almost all about the competition as well. The only internal selection we have this week to go over is from Greece, the band Argo, which was formerly known as Europond and were then a seven-piece hip-hop band. They've been internally selected. They will represent Greece. And they have the problem of the sad Tony syndrome, which is you're only allowed six people on stage and you have seven people in the band. Reports are that five of the band will be coming to Eurovision, seven from Europond, five from Argo. Presumably, Ben Affleck will be the sixth person as a surprise guest walk-on, much like Ellie Goulding or somebody walking on at Sanremo. We shall find out. No details as yet on the song or anything along those lines. We will pick up those on the podcast and let you know when we know as well. Right, and results from last week, and whoo, there's a lot of them. Everybody sit, settle down and get your cards ready, and we shall run through the races, starting with the first of three semi-finals from Ukraine. Jamala, Hardkiss, and Brunettes, Shoot Blondes have qualified. Six fell, including Anastasia Priakud, and nine ran. Hungary finished off its quarterfinals in Adal. The semi-final lineup is now complete. The jury put through Petruska, Aparno Grasts, Be the First, Monica Verse, Silva Agardi, and Oliver Benkes and Andy Toth were the telly vote save. Four more fell, ten ran. Finland opened up UMK with the first of the three semi-finals. Sarah Aalto, Stella Christine, and Aini have qualified. Three fell, six ran. Show five at Lithuania, two fell, eight jumped, ten ran. It was the fifth show, two extensions, five to go. Your guess is as good as mine. Melody Festival opened up and swamped many of the sites with, oh, Sweden's finally doing something, forgetting about the other 42 countries for a moment. Ace Wild and Robin Bergsten went direct through to the French arena and the final. Albin and Matthias Andresen and Samir and Victor. Lots of ands in the results this week. Anyway, Albina, Matthias, Simeon and Victor are all through to Andra Shansen. Two fell, six ran the distance, one non-runner. Iceland, first semi-final. Greta Salom wins best impression of the Bond credits as she qualifies out of that one comfortably and puts herself in one of the prime spots, not just to do well in Iceland, but to do well in the contest overall, with a delightful mix of impressive staging, which of course everybody will say is plagiarised, and we all know what we think about plagiarism at the Eurovision Song Contest at this time of year. It's just called art. It's not identical. Not just a good chance of winning Iceland's nomination, but getting right through and potentially doing incredibly well, if not all the way in the contest as well. Early pick running through there. Also joining her in the final is Carlota Sinios-Dottir and Hjörtur Tolson and Erna Harón. Another hand. There we go. All three of those through on televote. Three fell, including the Chip Baladir Sig Erian, and six ran. Finally, the first semi-final in Latvia's Supernova Justs and Catalepsia have went through on televote. Also, watch out for Justs, along with the aforementioned Greta Salom. That is the one that has made a huge amount of buzz this weekend. There's three, actually. I'll give you the third is Jamala, right at the top there, Ukraine with 1944. Those three songs and those three artists, just Jamala and Greta Salom, all basically stuck the flag in and went, we want to step up and win the contest this year. And it really, the first song is I've really felt, I've just stood up and went, grr, got the grr. Anyway, Justin Catalepsia are through the televote in Latvia. Ivo Grinis Grisli and Marta Grigali are through on the jury. Six fell, ten ran. Right then, on with what's happening this week. Sanremo is still going on. Or, if you want to listen to this on tomorrow, Sanremo's still going on. And the next day, Sanremo still is it not finished yet? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Like, Sanremo's an institution. It's not just 10 songs in the first night, 10 songs in the second night, then around to find out who's going to be in the song contest next year, and then the song sing again. Like, I need to space it out to, that's, we're at 16 hours already. It's a quiz, it's a game, it's a variety show, it's all of that and more. And at the end of it, somebody walks away with a bin. Anyway, all being streamed, you should watch it. It's just a fascinating look at presentation. First couple of days, we've seen Comedy Stone Age Men. We've seen the average white band. Why do I want to say they've got the average white band? No, they haven't. The annual camera person upskirt challenge. As the camera does its best, and the hostess is trying their best not to. Ellie Goulding appeared on stage with no translator, and we discovered that the host does have one phrase of English, and it is "the cat is on the table." Those are the highlights. Some music as well. What else do we have? Poland. Suggestions coming out that around 70 songs have been submitted ahead of their national final on March the 5th. Some big names being mentioned. We're waiting on full confirmation on all of those. Romania. 90 entered the running for their national final. 12 songs have been selected to go forward to the semi-final March the 4th and then the final on March the 6th. Two names to watch out for there. Mihail Tristroi, of course, of Torneo from 2005, which finished 4th, has managed to get through to the semi-final. And also Hayley Evans in ELO. Not even the average white band, EWB. No, just Jeff Lynne. It's not actually Jeff Lynne. Before you get really excited, it just sounds a bit like Jeff Lynne. And if you sound a bit like Jeff Lynne, you're going to get the tag yellow. Anyway, Hayley Evans finished out of the podium in Pop Idol 2002 in the UK. Suspicions are this went to the UK selection process, didn't go through, and now it's been pushed over to Romania. Anyway, that's all happening start of March. Russia. Sergei Lazarev has announced that his song will premiere on March the 3rd. No more details. This is Russia. One ran. Slovenia's long titles have been revealed. None of them are called Shine. I've been looking down the list. We do not yet have a song at Eurovision this year called Shine. This will not do. There's a couple of national finals still left. UK might actually be the one this year to take that, but we need some Shine. There we go. Finally, Spain. And Barriai has been asking for suggestions on staging and also has presented the vocal stems for her track. So if you want to have a go at remixing the song and making it sound a little bit different, you can, and you can email her the suggestions and the example that you've made up. Great idea for getting fan involvement. All for it. Honestly, though, I do think that you really should have a strong idea about the staging because it should link with the song. And, you know, we have these series of videos called Every Song a Story. I'm just going to email the star and say, look through all this. What does the song mean to you? Do that. There's your staging. Sorted. Right then, shall we do some music? Yeah. As always at this time of year, there's some great national final songs out there that I'm really enjoying that are constant loop on the MP3 player. Some of them are in competition this weekend and I'm a bit nervous about them, but I don't want to give too many advantages away. Not that I think that this podcast is actually going to give anybody a huge advantage, but let's be British about it and keep everything fair and above board. So, I want to do, actually go back to Ukraine. I want to go back to Ukraine 2011 and a rather excitable national final at that point, which saw a number of allegations flying around, and the idea that there was winner and then there would be an instant runoff, and then there wasn't going to be an instant runoff, and then it went through and it was going to be done the next day or two, and the top three would come back, and then those the people who came second and third went, no, we're not taking any more part to do in this. And in the end, Mika Newton was sent with the song Angels. Those two artists who were going to go through essentially said, it's great, we're not going to bother. One of them has already had a go. Zlatko Ognjanović, as we all know, went to Eurovision, threw the butterflies out. As we've heard in today's podcast, Jamala is heading through as well. Her song, Smile, it's a light bit of infectious pop, miles away from 1944 that she's singing this year. And yeah, I could play Smile. I could, but you know, she's not actually won it yet. Might be influencing it. I might be even influencing it by saying that I'm not going to influence it. And that's just freaky. So, I'm going to go back and play Zlatko's track. Because I like it. It just highlights a really intriguing time at the Eurovision Song Contest. And it just, you know, everybody gets their day. Just stay in there, stay in the loop, do the right thing. Your chance will come. Zlatko's had hers. Jamal is doing her best to get hers. But we should go back now. Gunkushka from Zlatko Ognjanović, which was, but wasn't, but wasn't, but was, but is a nice footnote, and just gets the heart racing on that one. And there we have the Kunkushka, which wasn't Ukraine's song in 2011, but in the end, Zlata came through to Eurovision anyway, and all the better for it. We shall see if history does a little bit of repeating itself in Ukraine this year. Right then, packed diary for this week and Friday night. Tonight, if you're depending on when you're listening to the podcast, is the Austrian national final. That will be a selection. We will have song and singer after that one. Sanremo continues all the way through till Saturday night. It's going almost constantly, you get the feeling. The winner of Sanremo gets first refusal for Eurovision. The expectation is that that person will do it. There's one or two who've said that they're not quite sure, but we shall see on that one. So that may or may not be an artist selection. What it will be is visually wonderful, and it will run so late you get a chance to look at either Denmark or Switzerland, who are running on Saturday night as well. Both of those are one-shot national finals, so we will have song and singer combinations out of Denmark and Switzerland. Also in the running, we have a second semi-final in Ukraine, the first semi-final for Estonia, the first semi-final in Hungary, the second semi-final in Finland, Sweden's second episode of Melody Festival, and Iceland's second semi-final of the thing I can still never remember to how to pronounce, and Lithuania does something. That's all on Saturday night. Sunday, we have Latvia with the second semi-final in Supernova. We have declarations next week from Georgia as well, letting us know what they will be singing. And then we'll just sort of all get ourselves ready and do it all again. In terms of ESC Insight, as always, we'd recommend that you're subscribing to our newsletter, details at escinsight.com, Twitter and Facebook /ESC Insight on both of those popular websites. And you're listening to the podcast now, so I'm pretty sure that you are subscribed. Although we tend to see that about half of you only listen on the website. That's fine. But if you want to click through to the bit that says iTunes, you can actually leave a review for us there as well. Whether you listen on the website, you listen to RSS, or anywhere else, the more reviews we have on iTunes, the more people can find the podcast, more people find the podcast, more can listen to us, and we have a virtuous circle of Eurovision. Oh, hold on, I need to get a bit of tea. That sounded nothing like James Earl Jones. The circle of Eurovision. Nope, still not got it there. Anyway, what do we else got coming up? We have a Q&A on things that could change in the future for the Eurovision Song Contest. We'll run that next week. We've got a couple of, I've got a list of articles and they're all marked provisional. So we've got some nice stuff coming up. I just can't tell you exactly what it's going to be because I'll promise you something and then it won't happen and you'll get all upset. So I'm just going to say there's going to be another of our Q&As. There's going to be more interesting articles, newsletters, podcasts. All of that smash is going on as we look to find the 43 songs that will be heading towards Stockholm and entering this year's Eurovision Song Contest. I'm wondering just how many of them will have some guitars.